Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, I am joined by Rabbi Yosef Wickler, longtime editor of Kashrus Magazine. Thank you, Rabbi Wickler, for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
One of the topics that I've heard about probably more than any other since we started Let's Talk Kashrus are concerns from Bnei Torah who want to know why from supermarkets, and I'm not going to mention which products, sell certain fruit or vegetable products, items that are muchzak b'taylam and that cannot properly be checked. And people have asked, how in the world is a frum supermarket selling such an item? So the response seems to be that the frum supermarket says, listen, we're not telling you that it's certified kosher. Most supermarkets today don't have hashgacha on the whole store. You have individual items. If it has a takeout, the takeout is under hashgacha, but the vegetable department is usually not under hashgacha. So the answer is, listen, we sell it to the hamaynam, we sell it to the public, and it's up to them to do what they have to do to ensure that what they're eating is insect-free. But I feel incumbent upon me to mention this, that there's a concern that Bnei Torah have expressed why groceries and supermarkets would sell items that cannot be properly checked. Have you encountered that at all?
I have a lot to talk about, but again, we're not limited time. So let me just focus on your point here. The stores that I know, many of the stores that I know, do not put everything out like that. I've seen stores, I'm not going to give you names now, I've seen stores where they put a little note near that vegetable, this has not been checked. I've seen that in stores. Mm-hmm. So not every store is functioning the way you think, the way you're saying. In addition, I've met the most amazing people in the supermarkets working as mashgichim. They are very well trained. I recommend, it was the next thing I was going to mention, is that if you want to know anything about bedikas toloyim, because you want to check yourself, A, to see if there's really anything in here wrong here at all, or B, I want to become an expert, at least so that I can eat what I checked myself, or if I buy something with hashgacha and I'm not 100% sure, I could spot check or I could examine it, let me know what I'm supposed to do. So I say you go to these stores and you ask for the mashgiach, and ask him to give you 10 minutes, don't ask for more, and say, could you just show me what you have, anything sitting around here with the insects on it, or can I come back at a certain time and see some of the insects that you found on the different things?
You're asking for a mashgiach in a supermarket?
In a supermarket.
Typically a supermarket won't have a mashgiach.
No, the supermarkets, the large supermarkets that are kosher only, most of them have a mashgiach because they're putting out fruit platters, etc., that the store is selling to you as a finished product. Mm-hmm. They can't do that. The fruit with the grapes on it, etc. They can't sell you salads unless they have a hashgacha. They're putting their name on it. So that comes out with hashgacha. And there's a man standing in the back, usually very well trained, very well supervised, somebody who's been doing it for a while, has been trained by a proper person, and he is a resource you can't believe. I'm not talking about one store. I can name 10 in this general area. So this is real. If you live in an area where there's a big supermarket that's kosher only and that's meeting the needs of the kosher consumer, I'm pretty sure that they have a mashgiach in the back. And if you can contact him, ask him whose hashgacha he's working for, ask him who trained him, ask him if he's had a few minutes to show you some of what he does. And I promise you, you'll be now trained on a certain level to identify an insect. I speak to ladies all the time. They call me up. I've been checking for years and I never saw anything. Did you ever see an insect? Did you ever see one? No. How could you look for it if you don't even know what you're looking for? So the basics has to be there.
Can I add something? I think important point that came to mind as well, which has been part of the ongoing Bedikas Talam conversation is, it's good for the housewives who are listening to this conversation, is that just because an ingredient is listed in a recipe in a kosher cookbook does not mean that it could be bought or used as is or that they're even capable of checking it. I think it's an important point, especially now with the proliferation of cookbooks and recipes in newspapers and magazines. It's all over the place. I think it's just an important, and then on social media and so on and so forth, it's an important point that just because a kosher purveyor is putting it out there does not mean that it's above board. Everyone should do their own research. I think it's just an important point to add.
It's a very important point. It's something we avoid ourselves in the magazine, the Kashrus magazine. We don't print these kind of things in the magazine at all. You can't find such a recipe. You can't find a picture of some one of these things because mm-hmm. it's totally misleading.
Right.
People do need to have that security that they open up something that's being sold as our kind of magazine or our kind of newspaper. They should feel that confidence that nothing is in there that they couldn't bring into their home. Mm-hmm. But it may take checking or some kind of other thing, not the checking, maybe some processing, and that's something that they have to find out about.
One other question I want to ask you. If you go into a supermarket, you see a what we would call either pre-checked or greenhouse-grown type of vegetable with a reputable hashgacha on the shelf, can I buy that with Menuch Sanefesh? Do I have to be concerned that from when it left the plant till it got to the store, that somehow there's an infestation concern?
No, you don't have to be concerned because part of their hashgacha is to package it in a way that that won't happen. The exception is a product from Israel. If you read the Israeli products, the vegetables that come from Israel, it'll say on it, you have to wash it afterwards, even though you bought it with, it says you have to wash it, and it tells you how to wash it, and very often they come with little holes in it so that the air can get in so it doesn't get ruined, whereas the vegetables you're buying here in the States are usually coming in plastic.
Vacuum pack.
And therefore, it may not be so good, it may not last so long, but one thing for sure, nothing else got in.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it.
So from Israel, it is a concern because usually
it will say
it's
on the
package.
Oh. It will always say on the package. Okay. It'll tell you exactly what you have to do. Okay. And that was, it's all that way, always in Israel, the same thing. They're saying, we're trying to keep out the aphids, the little teeny bugs that are on the thing. Mm-hmm. But flies might come in. It's a country that's filled with flies. I remember being in Eretz Israel and seeing in the bakery, a famous bakery, I won't mention the name, a famous bakery, I see the flies on the challis. And that's because that's the nature of the country. They couldn't keep them out. Mm-hmm. The windows are open. The whole thing is open. It's a whole different lifestyle. Whereas in America, that something like that's not going to happen. But in Israel, it does. And therefore, they say, yes, you're going to have to wash it because there might be insects that came in the packaging in past the growing stage. And not talking about the little aphids now. We're talking about flies and other things like that.
Got it. And any final thoughts on the topic of insect infestation as relates to buying products in groceries and supermarkets?
I don't know if I would say on that topic, but related. You see a sign on the store that says this store is under this hashgacha, or you see it listed in the newspaper. Most times, that doesn't mean that they take any responsibility for the whole store. Very few stores do that. I know some stores that do it. In Brooklyn, I know one store that does it, with everything sold in the store. The hashgacha goes up and down the aisles checking that it's acceptable to them. But that's rare. The average hashgacha takes responsibility, hopefully for the bakery, hopefully for the meat section, mm-hmm. maybe for the vegetables section with the vegetables and the fruits that they're processing there. When they soup tureen, the little plastic things that are sold from the store, mm-hmm. that they're under their hashgacha, and the gift baskets and et cetera, under their hashgacha. But most times they don't take responsibility for the whole store. And if you see something sold there that's not proper, you can go to the owner of the store, you can discuss it with them, but you don't have a complaint to the kashrus agency unless it says the entire store mm-hmm. is under our hashgacha.
Okay, that's good to know, because just because something is on the shelf, you should really be checking every item to make sure that it has a reputable hashgacha and not make any assumptions. And the same with the fruits and vegetables and likewise. So we thank you again. Thanks for joining us.